Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome back to another edition of the Darren Copeland Experience at Mile High Sports. Woo! I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. And it is Wednesday.
Hey!
What?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Woo-woo! Thank you.
You never, like, you get so much joy from that.
Oh, always.
Like, you never get tired of it.
You know, it's the simple pleasures in life.
Apparently. The simplest of pleasures.
Woo-woo!
So, as I left my apartment.
It's not over.
It was 1-0 Colorado.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And they were headed to the top of the fourth.
And it ain't over now.
And as I walk into the station.
Come on. Hey!
Minutes later, I see that the Rockies are now losing 9-1.
Wait, what?
They're down 9-1.
Oh, crap.
But it's not over. You're right. They've already pulled Hoffman. Clearly not having a good day.
So you had a bad day.
Yeah.
You threw
seven runs up there.
Nine.
Well, those two runners would probably be held against him. And another single. So now we're going to call it a 10 spot. This could be the worst inning the Rockies have played in a long time. I mean, they just cannot get these guys out.
Well, that happens from time to time.
It does. I mean,
I watched it happen once against. I watched it happen once against the Washington Nationals.
Earlier this season,
when they yes.
And that, you know, again, it happens. It's baseball. You're going to run into moments like this. What I'm curious about is to see how the Rockies battle throughout the rest of the game, and more importantly, if they can come back tomorrow. I believe tomorrow's an afternoon game.
Yeah, I've got to work it.
And how they battle through that.
You mean how I'm going to battle through getting up early and working a baseball game? It's going to be difficult.
Aw. I feel so bad
for
you.
No. You don't understand. I have to get there at like 9.
Oh, I know. The whole world weeps for you.
I have to get there at 9:30 in the morning?
See, but do you really have to?
If you want to talk to the players before the game, you kind of have to.
What are you going to get from that?
What happened?
That's what they're going to ask him tonight.
What happened? Yeah, but then you can do what happened off the record. Psst, just between you and me. What happened?
They're going to say Hoffman threw like crap and then we couldn't get anybody out for an inning.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. You get there early so you can mingle and rub elbows with the guys.
Do you realize that these two teams combined have the top 5 RBI men in the National League right now?
They both can hit. I mean, both these teams can hit. Yeah. I'm surprised that the Nationals don't have a couple players up there.
They're 1-2. Oh, the Nationals?
Yeah, the Nationals.
Well,
because that team can hit too.
A little, but you know, sometimes they don't.
Well, that's
take
kind of,
today for instance.
That's kind of the way it is for most teams. Like they can hit, but sometimes the Rockies don't.
Do you realize what a dilemma that the Washington Nationals are in? So they have a guy who just blew a no-hitter in 7 innings.
Yeah.
They can't go to anyone in the bullpen because their bullpen is so bad.
Yeah, their bullpen
is bad.
They
had him stay in, and then he lost it. And then the Miami Marlins came in, cleaned up the 9th, and they took 2 of 3 from the Nationals.
I thought that was a 4-game series.
Oh, it might have been.
So they have another one tomorrow, I believe. But
they still have taken 2 of 3. So
no, it's tough to blow a no-no that late in the game. And then turn around and actually lose the game. Like if your pitching is that dominant, and this is where
it's the first time that's happened since 2009.
Okay,
where a guy has taken a no hitter into the 7th inning or later,
mm-hmm.
and then lost the game.
Well, but like you said, so they have good hitters. Sometimes they don't hit. And again, that's just baseball. You're gonna run into games where your pitches. pitches aren't going where you want them to go. Your batters aren't swinging a hot bat. What the difference is this year, hopefully, is that the team understands that. They're mentally tougher, that they'll go, okay, well, we just got our hats handed to us. Let's come back
tomorrow.
Well,
look, they got out of the inning.
Yes, I know. And by the way, got out of the inning on a spectacular catch, which would have been a double.
By who?
The shortstop.
Trevor ending story.
I'm gonna say Trevor Story then.
Trevor ending story.
Made a great catch, because had he not made that catch, it would have gone into.
Can we just call him Luck Dragon?
Luck Dragon?
Isn't that what the never ending story was? The Luck Dragon, that white fuzzy dog, long dog looking thing?
I didn't see the movie.
Dog ferret dragon?
Never saw the movie.
Really?
I'm an adult. I'm an adult male.
No. This was when you were probably a child.
You know, I didn't see a lot of movies when I was a kid like that, because my mom didn't really like those movies. I did see Dark Crystal.
It's got like
Dark Crystal was great. Loved that.
A few less Muppets in Neverending Story, but still Muppets.
Yeah. You know, I know they have that big flying dog.
Yeah, that's the Luck Dragon.
Is it actually called the Luck Dragon? You're called just calling it.
No, I was called the Luck Dragon.
I'm
a Luck Dragon. I don't know if that's how it sounded, but that's how I felt like it sounded.
So, I mean, got the Rockies going.
Bad Luck Dragon. Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes, Sensatella.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the Rockies. Oh. Tomorrow is the NBA draft.
Oh, yay.
I know you don't care.
Okay.
It's sports, so obviously Darren pays little to no attention
to it. Oh,
yeah,
God knows. Hate sports.
You kind of do.
No, not really.
You kind of do.
No, not really.
You don't like talking about it.
I hate talking about drafts.
What? Why?
Well, I mean, okay, so.
It's an important thing.
Yeah, but not for the Nuggets.
Well, nothing's going to be. Put it this way. I'm more interested tomorrow in the first five picks of the draft. I don't care who the Nuggets pick, because there's no one that they're going to get at 13.
So you're saying you don't care?
No, I care about the first five picks. I don't care who the Nuggets get. I don't care, because there's no one they're going to get that's going to make them good enough to beat the Houston Rockets or the Golden State Warriors.
I can see that.
So I don't.
I feel like the Nuggets are using a different model than the rest of the, and so they're not using stars, but they're using the same. So what you're seeing is the Nuggets look a lot like the Golden State Warriors, but with guys who are from Russia and Serbia and.
From overseas.
And Mesopotamia, oh my.
Yeah.
Well, Mesopotamia is still around?
I believe it is. A tiny little country.
Don't go messing around with my Potamias.
now you did it to me.
What were we talking about? We were talking about the NBA draft tomorrow, which you don't care about the Nuggets.
I don't care what the Nuggets do. I'm curious to see what the Knicks do, because they amuse me.
You know, to me, it's like watching a crazy man on the street try and chase pigeons into the street.
The Knicks?
Yes. It's sometimes humorous, oftentimes confusing, sometimes dangerous,
yeah.
But mostly just appalling.
Well, you're a Carmelo Anthony fan.
I am.
You're a Carmelo Anthony fan. I'm not so much. I don't think he adds much to a team except for his shooting. He's a good shooter.
He may be top five all-time best offensive players.
See, there you go again with the hyperbole.
No, his defense terrible.
No. He's not a top five all-time offensive player.
To this day, NBA guys will say that he's the only guy that he's pretty much unstoppable. The only thing that can stop him is himself. He often does stop himself, don't get me wrong.
I can name five offensive players who are in the league today who are better than he is. Two of them play for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, okay.
If LeBron decided he just wanted to go ahead and keep playing football with a basketball, he's unstoppable.
Footkitball.
He is. He's a linebacker with a basketball.
You're going to hate it, because he's going to go down as at least he's not right now one of the top two best. Probably will go down as number one.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
There's no way.
Bring out your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shirt. I see how you are.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. I like slam dunks, taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Because it's basketball. But Mr. Curtis, no. Basketball.